More news stories now. Drivers are told to watch out for cameras after a blunder has been resolved. A vibrant hub and creative space opens its doors to showcase pupil talent, and proposals are unveiled for the revamp of the Millennium Library.
Drivers who flout the law on a Norwich street have been warned they will now be caught by new cameras after a blunder which prevented the technology being used was rectified. Norfolk County Council installed cameras in February so that they could catch and fine drivers who turn right into King Street and Carrow Hill from the A147, Carrow Road, Koblenz Avenue, at times when that manoeuvre is banned. The cameras were switched on in February and snapped 1,067 drivers turning right during restricted times between 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Mondays to Fridays. There was a six-month grace period for first-time offenders with drivers sent warning letters, with £70 fines due to begin from the end of August. But the council discovered that the order banning right turns on the road close to Norwich City's Carrow Road football stadium had expired in 1984, so they could not issue fines. However, a new traffic order has now been obtained, which means the cameras are in use again, with warning letters being sent out. But the six-month grace period has been reset, so initially warning letters will be sent to first-time offenders. People who breach the restrictions more than once during the grace period will face fines straight away, but blanket fines for all who flout the law with no warning letter will begin in April next year.
Dozens of cyclists lit up the streets of Norwich to highlight the need for safer roads and better routes for those using pedal power. Around 90 cyclists took part in the nighttime glow ride as part of Cycling UK's My Ride, Our Right campaign. The aim was to point out how people, particularly women, can be put off from cycling by poorly lit streets and infrastructure, which does not help make cyclists feel safe. The night's ride, in which riders of all ages decorated their bikes with fairy lights, glow sticks and reflective gear, was organised by Norwich Cycling Campaign, Kiddycal Mass, Norwich and Critical Mass, Norwich.
A bright new venture for a city school and its wider community has officially opened its doors, providing a unique opportunity for its pupils. Shop and community hub Clare Futures has been created by the Clare School in Norwich, based on South Park Avenue. The specialist school is for children and young people with complex medical, physical and sensory needs. And Clare Futures on Coleman Road is a vibrant, creative space showcasing pupils' talents while welcoming the wider community. This important move creates a major step forward in the school's mission to provide meaningful work experience and independence opportunities for its pupils. Head teacher Rebecca Wicks said, "I want Clare Futures to become the beating heart of our local community, a space for everyone to enjoy, a warm, welcoming and creative space that enables everyone to thrive. This is the first step towards providing meaningful work opportunities for our pupils, and I can't wait to see where this journey will lead us." The shop will sell a range of handcrafted items made by pupils, from original artworks and greetings cards to jewellery, soaps, plants, bulbs, seed bombs, Christmas decorations and wreaths. It will also host crafting workshops, community groups and a preschool music session called Tiddly Folk, launching after half term. Set to be open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, the proceeds will directly fund work, experience and skill building programmes, helping pupils to develop confidence, communication and independence in a real world setting.
Proposals for a £1 million revamp of Norwich's Millennium Library have been unveiled to mark its 25th anniversary. Norfolk County Council's plans would see a major redesign for the children's areas of the library, which is based in the Forum. The early years library would be revamped with dragon and river-themed furniture, while the 8-plus and teen sections would get new dedicated homes. There are also plans for a bookshop-style entrance for easy browsing and an increase in study space primarily on the first floor. Council bosses promise better lighting and improved furniture with built-in power and USB ports. Shelving units would be lower, while there would be a new gathering space for events such as author talks and group activities. A dedicated buggy parking area is planned along with expanded relaxation areas. The revamp is likely to be done in phases, with some areas closed off during the work, but library bosses are keen to avoid complete closure. The proposed designs will be on display at the entrance to the Millennium Library from October the 27th to November the 3rd, with members of the project team available to talk through the designs and to answer questions. The library opened the Forum in 2001 as the site of the former Norwich Central Library, which burned down in 1994.